Hey, happy Canada and happy day. Recently, there was a by-election in Vancouver, 15%. I think that was the number of people showed up to vote, 15%. Wow, that's appalling. One guy got elected. He's a communist. He brags about being a communist, and in his bragging, he says, parents shouldn't have the right to look after their children the way they want to. It's our right. Us being the communists, and we want to be the government. We are the government now, and we want to raise your children. This is scary stuff. And what are y'all going to do about it? You got to do something. You got to get involved in your schools. You got to get involved in municipal elections. I mean, 15%, that's outrageous. Often, though, it's 30, 35. That would be a high number in so many cities. So we need to get more involved from the bottom up, because capitalism, you know what? We have one shot left to save it. One shot. That's really what it is. World leaders, they've worked overtime to take our freedom, to take it away from us, which is capitalism versus socialism. And of course, communism is just socialism in a hurry. So we have to pay attention. There's only one shot, and there's a lot of pieces here. And who can save capitalism? Certainly not the Liberal government in Canada and the NDP. I mean, good bloody grief. They used to be far left of the liberals. Blah. Today, I think they might be right wing compared to the liberals. I mean, these people have all gone over the edge. They're all crazy. And they're not that bright. Kind of like a fox, you know, because they're out there and they're spending our money to do it all of the time, and it's not nice. In Canada, with regards to the election, you hear the name Trump all of the time. I don't understand it. So a fellow in Edmonton it's interesting. I've had a few gifts from Alberta. I mean, this tie, I'm a gun guy, boomity boomity boom boom. And this tie was mailed to me from a gal in Calgary. And she said, I enjoy your show and I like all the gun content. And there's a couple of guns on the bolo tie. And isn't that nice? I'll wear it. Then a guy in, I think it's Grand Prairie, sent me this. But I've actually had this from several viewers in Alberta and Saskatchewan. And I think it's kind of interesting stuff. So let's just analyze this and have a look. Trump was not born in Canada. Trump is not Canadian. Trump is doing what he believes is best for his country, which is the United States of America. So why are we making this election about Trump? The Liberals got us into this mess, not Trump, not Conservatives, not China, not Ontario, not British Columbia, not Quebec. Liberals. The Liberals got us into this mess. I mean, they've taken our freedom. They've given us a 60-some-odd-cent dollar. They've given us broken health care. They're unable to fix it. They let in 4 to 6 million refugees without a plan. No plan. They're taking our money to feed and house these refugees for the most part. They've legalized hard drugs and watched our streets rot. They've doubled or tripled the national debt and blamed everyone else. They're giving our money to other countries for things that we don't approve of. What are they doing? Canada first? Not under the Liberal watch. Trump didn't do any of that. The Liberals did. Now the Liberals, they want another term. And many Canadians are saying, let's give them another term. They smile pretty and all that kind of stuff. Why not do that? But the election is not about the United States of America. Truly. It's not about Trump. It's about Canada. It's about change. It's about making the Liberals pay for all the damage that they've done. And then you can start to repair it. But you have to give Canada back to the humanoids. The right humanoids. And that's what's going on in the election. So all of this business about Trump did it, Trump didn't do it. I mean, he's doing things now, whatever. I mean, he's in another country and he loves his country. We need somebody, and he's doing what he can for his country. We need somebody that loves our country. And they do the same thing. I mean, right for Canada. Hey, just saying, y'all come back.